How would you, what'd you call the little flying insect that's stung again?
A stun.
Yeah. Not a bee, but a
mosquito.
No, it really hurts.
Just a bee, bumblebee, wasp.
Yeah, that's the one. And there was one other. If you're gonna tell me to go toward Manti, say.
Forward.
Yeah, just say go toward Manti.
We all say go toward Manti.
Do you ever say toward?
No.
No.
Not if I'm going there.
I say that all the time. Let's see, there was one other one that seemed like I forgot to get.
Did you get that all on one tape?
Oh no, there were a couple of tapes. But he did really well. I didn't know quite how to do this. He was really helpful.
Well, after 50 years, I used to know every part of a harness. And I've hitched up, I guess, more harnesses onto horses than anybody in probably in the state. And I can't even remember the parts of the harnesses, some of them. I remember the main ones, but...
Is this going to be the basis for your thesis then, or what?
Well, this is kind of like a...
Or is it just one paper you have to hand in to write that one?
Well, what it's part of... Oh, I know what I forgot. What do you call this when you...
Read.
It's... For one of my senior classes, it's a project that we're doing with a man who's trying to put together some books of words people use and the way people talk around here. So it's really kind of for him, but we compare with other people. People from our class have gone to different parts of the Utah to do the same thing.
Well, there's some people that can say they can tell you from Sandy the way you talk, especially when you say corn.
Now, you tell us how they can tell that. I mean, people can hear Sam Peters talks here from Sam Peters.
Yeah, well,
no.
Some people can tell I'm, you know, like the way we say milk, you know.
Yeah.
Where other people might say milk, and we say milk. And we can't hear it because we talk that way all the time.
My grandkids really laugh when I say corn.
Yeah, because they'll say corn.
Corn.
Something like that. And it's not that it, you know, everyone has an accent of some sort or another. You know, like we make fun of people from the South, you know, have a real draw. And so it's not necessarily that one's better than the other. We just want to kind of see how they're different and make a record of it. But another one I was trying to get you to say was a sycamore tree. How would you, do you know those kind of trees?
Mm-hmm.
Heard of one.
No, it's not one of them. Okay. You can tell in the United States which part of the country they're from quite a bit. You can tell the southern people.
Yeah.
You can tell the a lot of these people from New York, they've got a brogue.
Yeah,
and they say Utahns have got a brogue. I know Karn's one of them. It's a dead giveaway. I guess the only place to say Karn's in the Ethan.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, just out of curiosity, he wanted us to ask if there were any kind of night games that you... Remember when you were a kid, did you ever, or any of the kids around now, what kind of night games did they play, you know, when it starts getting dark?
When you played around the
pool. We had lots of them, and they've quit that, you know.